What if, right now, on a world orbiting a distant red sun, something is looking back at us? Since 1995, astronomers have discovered over 5,000 planets beyond our solar system, roughly one every other day. Each discovery reshapes our understanding of what's possible in the universe. Some of these worlds are scorching lava balls, where rocks evaporate into the atmosphere. Others are frozen ocean moons, hiding liquid seas beneath miles of ice. A few, just a precious few, might harbor the conditions for life. This isn't speculation anymore. We've found planets in the habitable zones of their stars, worlds where liquid water could pool on the surface and chemistry could spark into biology. The question is no longer whether other Earths exist, but when we'll find the first signs of life beyond our own pale blue dot. Physicist Enrico Fermi posed a haunting question. Where is everybody? With billions of planets in our galaxy and a 13.8 billion-year-old universe, we should have detected alien civilizations by now. Yet our radio telescopes hear only silence. Perhaps civilizations self-destruct before achieving interstellar contact, a chilling prospect given our nuclear arsenals and environmental crises. Maybe advanced civilizations simply find us uninteresting, viewing Earth as we view an anthill. Even if contact occurred, communication would be extraordinarily difficult without shared language, culture, or biology. Yet one thing might bridge the gap: the scientific method. Any civilization capable of building starships would have discovered this tool for understanding reality. Mathematics and physics might serve as our only common language with alien minds. Finding planets around distant stars is like spotting a firefly next to a searchlight from miles away. Planets don't generate light, they merely reflect their star's glow, which is over 1 billion times brighter. Planets gravitationally tug on their stars, causing wobbles. By measuring these wobbles through Doppler shifts in starlight, astronomers detect invisible planets. When a star moves toward us, its light shifts blue. Moving away, it shifts red. The transit method offers another strategy. When a planet passes in front of its star, it blocks a fraction of starlight, revealing the planet's size. Combined with the wobble method, which reveals mass, we can distinguish rocky worlds from puffy gas giants. To search for life, we analyze planetary atmospheres. When starlight filters through a planet's atmosphere, different molecules absorb specific wavelengths, creating unique chemical fingerprints. Oxygen, water vapor, methane, each leaves its signature, offering a detective's toolkit for identifying biosignatures that suggest life's presence. What makes a world habitable? Earth provides our only reference: a rocky planet, stellar energy, an atmosphere, and liquid water. Without an atmosphere, planets remain lifeless, like Mercury scorched by day, frozen by night. With one, weather happens, chemistry complexifies, and life gets its chance. The habitable zone marks where surface water can exist, the Goldilocks zone. But distance alone doesn't guarantee habitability. Venus suffers a runaway greenhouse effect hot enough to melt lead. Mars lost most of its atmosphere when its frozen core ended the magnetic field that once protected it. Earth's life uses carbon scaffolding and water as solvent. Carbon forms extraordinarily varied, stable, yet breakable bonds, creating complex molecules necessary for biology. Water remains liquid across wide temperatures and serves as a powerful solvent. Defining life is surprisingly tricky. Movement characterizes life, but fire moves. Evolution suggests life, but computer viruses evolve. The best definition is functional. Life is a self-sustaining chemical system capable of Darwinian evolution, bounded by physical structures, processing information, and transforming energy. This definition encompasses alien biochemistries we haven't yet imagined. Our solar system offers tantalizing targets for life. Mars likely once had liquid water. Today, any life would be microbial, hiding underground from radiation. Jupiter's moon Europa and Saturn's moon Enceladus harbor vast oceans beneath icy shells, kept liquid by gravitational kneading. Europa could contain twice Earth's water volume despite minus 260 F surface temperatures. Enceladus shoots geysers containing organic molecules into space. Then there's Titan, Saturn's largest moon, a world so strange it seems pulled from science fiction. Despite sunlight 100 times fainter than Earth and minus 290 F temperatures, Titan features rivers, lakes, and seas of liquid methane and ethane. This orange-hazed moon is drenched in organic chemistry, with hydrocarbons sculpting its surface much as water shapes Earth. NASA's upcoming Dragonfly mission will explore this alien landscape with an 8-bladed rotorcraft. Beyond our solar system, discoveries become even more exotic. Corot 7b is an Earth-sized lava world where rocks evaporate during the day and rain down at night. HD 209458b is a hot Jupiter so bloated by its star's heat that it has marshmallow density, expanding our conception of planetary possibilities. In 2013, astronomer William Borucki revealed Kepler's discovery, two rocky planets in the habitable zone of Kepler-62, 1,200 light-years away. These super-Earths, Kepler-62e and Kepler-62f, are 60% and 40% larger than our planet and might be ocean worlds, where intense pressure forms warm ice at the bottom, not from cold, but from sheer weight. Our closest stellar neighbor, Proxima Centauri, just 4 light-years away, hosts Proxima Centauri b, a potentially habitable world orbiting every 11 days. Likely tidally locked, one side bakes in perpetual daylight while the other freezes in darkness. Between these extremes, a twilight zone might offer stable temperatures. But intense radiation and stellar flares mean life would need robust defenses, perhaps biofluorescence, where organisms absorb deadly ultraviolet light and re-emit it as visible light, creating glowing oceans during stellar storms. The TRAPPIST-1 system, 40 light-years away, offers 7 Earth-sized planets orbiting a small red sun, 3 in the habitable zone. Their years last between 1.5 and 19 Earth days. From TRAPPIST-1e, neighboring planets would loom as large as our moon. Standing in Carl Sagan's former office at Cornell, I consider how far we've come. The night sky shows us space and time simultaneously. Light from Proxima Centauri left 4 years ago, from distant galaxies billions of years ago. Within 300 light years, about 1,500 star systems can see Earth transit our sun, meaning alien astronomers could detect us using our own methods. About 100 are close enough that our radio waves have reached them. If anyone is listening, they've heard us. Yet no planet will ever suit us like Earth. We evolved together over billions of years, every breath depending on the intricate web of life sustaining our biosphere. Earth is our spaceship, carrying us at 67,000 miles per hour around the sun, which orbits the galactic center at 514,000 miles per hour. We're already space travelers. The search for alien Earths reveals what makes our planet special and fragile. Every exoplanet discovered reminds us we live on a rare jewel in cosmic darkness. Look up tonight. Those thousands of visible stars, nearly all have planets. Some harbor oceans, a few have atmospheres, and perhaps on one of them, something is looking back, wondering, are we alone? The answer is out there, written in starlight. Our generation is the first with tools to find it.